This is the Environment Report from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. There's an experiment underway on one of the islands in Lake Michigan near Sleeping Bear Dunes. This story involves a Russian exile, a rare seed, and booze. We're on a National Park Service boat headed out to Lake Michigan. It's loaded with hand tools for gardening and a bunch of guys who make whiskey for a living. We're traveling to South Manitou Island, but I'm getting ahead of myself. We really need to go back a couple of years. Ari Sussman is the head distiller for Mammoth Distilling, but you're just as likely to find him in the library doing research. He was looking through a 1934 Christmas issue of Vanity Fair searching for whiskey ads. He wanted to see what was popular right after the end of Prohibition. That's when he found a full-page ad for Old Schenley Rye. The ad claimed, "Only Wisconsin and Michigan Rosin Rye, the most compact and flavorful rye kernels Mother Earth produces, were used for this luxurious brand."
A light bulb went off. I said, how have I never heard about this? It's here in Michigan.
Sussman did some more research.
We went back in the history books and found, okay, what are the varietals of rye that used to be cultivated 100 years ago when rye was sourced locally, domestically, for whiskey? And at the top of every list, you'll find Rosin Rye was the preferred rye for distillers.
This variety of rye began with a Russian Jew being exiled by the Tsar. Joseph Rosin ended up at the Michigan Agricultural College, now Michigan State University. While there, Rosin took some Russian rye seed to Professor Frank Sprague, a plant breeding genius. He came up with a hybrid that he named Rosin Rye. But Ari Sussman says there was one flaw.
The problem with Rosin Rye was it would start off, when it was genetically pure, it would have amazing flavor and very high yields and all kinds of very good attributes. But as it cross-pollinated with local rye, it lost those positive attributes.
That meant the seed crop of rye needed to be raised somewhere isolated from other rye crops. Farmers on South Manitou Island agreed to grow the rye for seed. They did that until about 1970, after cheaper Kentucky and Tennessee corn whiskey got popular. Today, rye whiskey is becoming popular again, but most of the rye grain is imported. Sussman wanted to bring back Rosin Rye to South Manitou. It was an audacious idea considering the obstacles. He had to convince the National Park Service, which now owns the land, and he had to get his hands on some seed. The only source of certified Rosin Rye was in one of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's seed banks. Ari Sussman's boss, Mammoth Distilling CEO Chad Munger, started chasing that down.
I called Michigan State first, actually. I didn't approach the USDA directly. I figured Michigan State probably had a better relationship than most of us would, at least.
The USDA gave MSU a palm full of rye seeds. The school raised the crop in greenhouses to create more seed. And that's why we're on South Manitou Island on this day. After the sod was skimmed off, Mammoth Distilling agronomist Doug Burke and crew started work on the soil for the rye.
What we're going to do is just dig up some of the roots with our old school digging forks and broad forks and seed some rye. We'll see how far we get.
Now, this is not the first time Rosin Rye has been planted in recent years. In 2015, Penn State and some distillers planted the rare rye. Ari Sussman says the first crops were good.
I think they're going to run into the same issue that we ran into 100 years ago. As long as you're growing the seed on the mainland, it's going to cross-pollinate, and you're going to lose that character. So here on the island, we're keeping a pure seed stock.
On South Manitou Island, each of the distilling crew got a chance to sprinkle a little of the seed on the dirt. There was only a small Tupperware container of the seed. Chad Munger says the late-night phone call he got from an excited Ari Sussman a couple of years ago was kind of typical Ari.
But now that our tiny little strip of dirt has some rye in it, I see the possibilities for a lot more. It's more than I thought 2 years ago when the first idea popped up, so I'm super excited.
Eventually, the distillers want some Michigan farmers to plant Rosin Rye for whiskey, of course, but also for bread. Meanwhile, they've got 18 acres on South Manitou to grow the crop and keep the seed stock pure. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.